I lost all bandwidth.
Just keep going. I'll cut it out. No, NBA done. Rookies.
I'm done.
All right, I'll continue.
Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcast. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are 5-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
It's basketball time. It's October. The Raptors won last year. I'm still hurting from that.
LA versus LA. Is that a finals contest?
Wow. You calling that right now?
I am not. It's the year of the taco. Taco Fall.
Wow.
Debuting in Boston. I feel like that should have been us in our taco costumes.
Good.
I'm bullish on the rookies.
Who do you like this year?
We got Zion, Ja Morant. We got.
Did you see Ja the other night in preseason? 7 assists? Looking nice.
He looks good.
He's going to start for Memphis.
So, as I look at the NFL, I know I don't want to touch on it, but a lot of rookies making impacts.
Yeah.
NBA, I feel like the same team. Barrett, is he the savior in New York? Who cares? We don't talk about him.
We don't talk about him.
Dolan, see ya.
See ya.
Preventing our boy Ballmer from getting a
stake in something?
No, arena.
He's
built
got
in L.A.? Come on!
He's got ties out here?
Let's get Pork to get to put him in a headlock and throw him in the
Hudson.
Yeah, the Hudson. See ya.
So Zion, Taco, Ja Morant, RJ. What about Brandon Clark? Zags.
He's
playing
like
in Memphis as well.
He's 24.
Hey.
They've said Memphis is tanking, so a little bit on the NBA.
So they can get LaMelo?
Yeah. So
no, they have Ja.
I know that. Well, I wouldn't mind having Ja and LaMelo.
True.
So state of the NBA as it is, we're going to see more people, I think, go the way of LaMelo, as well as who's another top player? I can't recall his name.
Well, we'll see if the pay to play act goes into place.
Because
then I'm coming to UCLA, USC.
Well, that would be helpful for both those programs.
But to your point, that's 2023. It's a while away. If you want to make money now, you're not going to college. You're not getting your education. You're not going to class. Play overseas.
I lost all bandwidth.
Just keep going. I'll cut it out.
No,
NBA done. Rookies.
I'm done.
All right, I'll continue. We have sharpshooter Tyler Hero, Houston.
Hero, two R's, I believe.
Yeah. What other rookies were you going to talk about?
Jordan
Poole, Golden State Warriors, pool party. He looked good in the first game, preseason versus the Lakers. He had 17 points. He's our spark plug off the bench.
You know what? The thing is, I was too enamored by Taco actually making his way into the lineup. There was guys with Taco hats on going crazy. I think like 2 minutes into the game, standard like roll off, you know, layup, roll off the rim. Taco's there. Wow. I think the Celtics, here's my question to you. Rookies.
Yeah.
Manute Bol, Taco Fall.
Manute Bol, Taco Fall?
Bol. I think they're brother from another mother, maybe.
No, because Taco is thick.
You think Taco's thick?
Yeah.
Look that up.
Bol skinny. We'll look it up.
Look it up on this. What is it?
Over under on Taco's weight.
He's got to be at least 240.
I'll take the over.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me look that up.
You know who else I like? PJ Washington from the Hornets out of Kentucky. Big man. Can shoot the mid-range. He's strong inside. I think he's going to be very impressive. Atlanta, you've got RJ Hunter from Virginia. You also have Cameron Reddish from Duke. Look out for the Hawks.
Kill a Cam.
They're going to pair those two with John Collins and Trae Young. Would you come back with the research?
310 pounds.
I told you, he's thick.
That,
so
what is
I
that?
Just remember when Zion and Duke played UCF, Taco was enormous.
Okay, let me give you the breakdown here. Quick math.
Tale of the tape.
He's 7'6". He's 310 pounds. So how many inches is that?
I don't know.
90.
Wow.
So let's go 310 divided by 90. He is 3.4 pounds per inch. What else? So Bulbul. Let me give you Bulbul. Bulbul.
Michael Porter Jr. count as a rookie this year?
7'2", 235. So I take 235 and divide that by, what is that, 86?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's 2.7. Tail of the tape. Taco Fall is ready to go.
But
can you shoot a three like Bulbul?
No, we can't.
Let's track this.
Okay.
Bulbul, Taco Fall.
What's the tracking?
I feel like
who's gonna have better numbers?
If
who's gonna have a better career?
If I'm Taco Fall, I am changing my name to TACO rather than TACKO.
And you're calling Taco Bell.
I'm Taco Bell, Taco Time, whatever, anything. I'm calling LeBron James, saying Taco Tuesday Fall.
Let's go.
Give me my money.
Back to Denver. Bulbul, I think, is a steal of the draft. They also have Michael Porter Jr., who's healthy, and he's a rookie too. We got to talk about him.
So Michael Porter Jr. is the Ben Simmons of this year's rookies, yeah. Right? He had to sit out from Missouri. He actually was coached by Brandon Roy back at Nathan Hale in Seattle.
Yeah. Number one player in the class.
Number one player in the class. His father was on the UW staff. Konzo Martin, I believe, this might be some knowledge. Yeah. Konzo Martin actually went from
Cal
to Missouri, hired his dad away from UW, which subsequently brought his brothers there, or yeah, his sons there. And now, Michael Porter Jr. is the Ben Simmons. So it's going to be interesting because he's an injury plagued. Like he only
they're saying
played,
he's healthy now. He sat out all last year.
He's been saying he's healthy a long time now. So I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay.
But I think that's
it's like Anthony Davis saying he's healthy. Everyone's talking Lakers. Davis needs to play a full year first.
I think he pulled Kawhi last year.
Well, but what happened to the four other years when he was hurt?
He pulled a Le'Veon.
Jets are awful.
So bad. I won't get into that because Luke Falk's our quarterback and he was a WSU alum and he looked atrocious.
Back to basketball. Best hair in the game. Colby White, Bulls point guard from Carolina. Pairing him with Zach LaVine, Otto Porter. Look for Colby to put up some great numbers this
Chicago,
year.
Chicago, who cares? I will say this. It's going to be interesting. We go out to Denver.
We should. Right?
To see both those guys kind of come together. Bulbul, Michael Porter Jr. come together with I like Jamal.
Yeah. And the Joker.
They feel like Portland a little bit from last year. Obviously, but they're all already – I mean, they made the Western – or they matched up against Portland last year. So, I mean, in terms of the NBA – the rookies are going to have a bigger impact, I think, than previous years. Just because there's been the baby boomers. I don't know how to.
I'm torn on this because all the good teams have duos. And all those duos don't have rookies that are going to produce. it's the teams that are on the bottom half that have the rookies, like Jared Culver,
well,
Minnesota.
Here's what I believe. When you go to duos, there's going to be more parity.
Yeah.
There's more parity across the NBA. I don't think it's going to matter whether you get a 6 seed, 7 seed. It's all going to be about how much you have left in the tank at the end of the season.
Load management. That's why I'm not giving my best podcast till December.
We might have to come up with a better term for load management, but I agree. I think it's how do you develop the players early on? Maybe you're a middle of the pack team, but how do those players progress to help you in the postseason?
That's the Warriors' biggest challenge now is they have rookies. They have young guys that aren't used to the system. They're teaching them the system. They're teaching them the nuance of the offense because they need them to compete and play well to have a shot.
And I would think that Draymond's probably got him through running through a gauntlet where he's smacking him in the head with, you know, like they take the football things and hit it. Like, I feel like the Warriors may benefit a bit in terms of culture and continuity from Durant leaving. I mean, we saw that,
yeah.
Right? So there might be some idea of people think, especially with Clay out early in the season, I think we've seen that his recovery time is a little bit longer than most said.
Are we going up to the Palouse in January? They're retiring Clay's number.
I will be there. Honorary.
Are you going?
Yep, I'm presenting him with the jersey. Michael, I'm sorry. I'm stepping in. Patrick Chung. Sorry, WST Podcast will present you with this jersey. Clay did a lot of good things at WSU. But back to kind of the dynamic of the Warriors, it's a little bit different. And I think the locker room may be a little bit better with Durant gone.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to see the newcomers adapt a little bit quicker. As you look down to the duos down in L.A., it's all about how do we get, you know, some continuity amongst, you know, the other members within the team and how they play with the superstars.
Yeah, they got to know their role.
Right. So start that early in the season, get some wins, separate yourselves from the pack, but then, you know, obviously get these guys in big game situations where it's not, you're not at risk of not making the playoffs. The West is
stacked.
Right.
If I'm choosing now, I'm choosing Clippers over Lakers.
But here's the argument I'm going to have against you. I think it's about depth this year in the West.
I got you. Clippers have depth.
All right. Give me the six. Give me four players on the Clips outside of Kawhi and Paul George that you would be confident in taking the last shot.
What's his name? Lou Williams. Lou Williams.
Okay. Sweet Lou?
Yeah.
And then who else?
Montrell Harris.
You're going to 15-footer for the game, Montrell Harris.
How many teams really rely on their fifth option to take a shot? The Clippers, they're either going to go Kawhi, PG, or Sweet Lou.
If you said that to Steve Kerr today, he would take offense.
No, he wouldn't.
I mean, the Bulls relied on their third or fourth option, Craig Hodges.
True.
Wow.
Pat Beverly.
You serious?
Yeah.
If I wanted to shut someone down tomorrow.
They have Zubac.
All right. Now you're just going. My point being is I think you're going to see.
They got that guy from Portland. What's his name?
I think you're going to see the reverse bell curve from most good teams through the season. It's going to be get out, get early, allow your younger guys to mature in the system and into the NBA. So you're going to see, all right, we're going to separate ourselves early on. There's going to be some load management. And then from there, it's going to be, okay, who really has the people around them that have developed?
The Clippers, Kawhi, Paul George, Lou Williams, Montrell, Pat Beverly, Zubac, Mo Heartless. That was a guy from Portland.
Yeah.
Landry Shamet. Michael Green.
You still didn't answer my question, though. Like, my point being is when it comes to the playoffs, we've somewhat seen that people outside of the big two like big three, back in the big three, right? Think about the big three days.
But look who hit the big shots in Toronto. Kawhi did.
Right.
Van Fleet.
I mean, Van Fleet did, right? Yeah. Down the stretch. So there has to be some, like, Lowry was, you know, somewhat
signed
around
an extension for like 31 million. Yeah.
So my point being is, I think throughout the NBA season, we're going to see hot and heavy through Christmas. And then from there, a little lull. And then as we get in the playoff season, there's going to be the idea that whatever you've curated from your, you know, fifth or sixth guys,
yeah,
you know, throughout the extended
bench. It's like what the Spurs have always done. Load management, play everyone. And then the players who you don't think will have an impact, they have an impact in the playoffs.
Who's our guy from St. Mary's?
Patty Mills.
Exactly. How did Patty Mills make a name for himself? It wasn't because Tony Parker was making the shots, LaMarcus Aldridge, on down the line. It was because he freed himself up and he became that person. He became the Craig Hodges, the Steve Kerr of his, quote-unquote,
the era. Swaggy P of his era.
Sure. I mean, that's for me, that's what the season looks like.
All right.
Influx of really good talent. It's all about how they adapt to the systems that we can put in.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take it one step further. I think it's superstars coexisting. LeBron's got to coexist with AD. Russ has to coexist with Harden. Paul George has to coexist with Kawhi. Like, these are things that have to happen. They have to blend together along with the rookies and the veterans.
I think it's like you and me. We're both superstars. Yeah. We do that pretty well.
Yeah.
Now, if we were to insert a third person, like Rehorn stepped in, it's all about continuity.
But we're like Clay and Steph. There's no ego here.
Right. You do phenomenal in one episode. I do phenomenal in the other.
Well said. Let's wrap this up.
NBA preview. We'd love to hear who you would like to see or kind of your perception of the West.
And
we don't care about
we challenge
East.
You in a 2-on-2 contest. Big Ben and K-Win will take down anyone.
Boom.
Boom.